Good morning. Milder air finally moved into parts of interior New York and New England overnight. Temperatures have been climbing, but only slowly through the 30s and toward the 40-degree mark, and that's how we're starting the morning. Many locations saw a long-duration period of freezing rain. Now, while that has come to an end, we still have some rain showers outside and pockets with temperatures in the lower to mid-30s, so a few slick spots still possible out there through the early morning period. Then temperatures will climb into the lower to mid-40s on average, with some places even getting into the 50s across the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England before a cold front comes sweeping through. That'll happen in the first half of the day today. We'll spend the rest of the afternoon drying it out, and it looks like a northwest breeze will assist in the drying trend as it picks up between 10 and 20 miles per hour. Temperatures, however, behind this front will begin to slide back through the 40s and into the 30s. Readings will continue to drop off tonight as skies clear out back into the 20s for overnight lows. At the same time, a low-pressure wave in the middle of the country will work its way quickly toward the Atlantic coast. It'll hook up along the trailing cold front and ride up the coast late tonight and during the day tomorrow. On this track, clouds will be back into the region this evening and thicken up overnight tonight, with snow breaking out from the Catskills and lower Hudson Valley points north and east overnight and toward tomorrow morning. As always, the exact track will determine exactly how much snow will fall from location to location. Current indications are that the heaviest snow will fall from the eastern Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, across the Taconics and Litchfield Hills, and into southern New England, where 6 to 12 inches of snow will fall by the time the storm winds down by the middle of the day tomorrow. Farther to the north and west along the I-88 corridor and into the greater Capital District, southern Vermont, and northern Berkshire County, 3 to 6 inches of snow can be expected, with amounts tapering off to 2 to 4 inches to the north and west of these locations, and finally minor amounts in the 1 to 3 inch range in the Adirondacks and out toward Utica in the Mohawk Valley. So the snow will wind down during the day tomorrow. It'll be blustery and cold with highs in the 20s. It'll set us up for a dry day on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze, staying in the lower 20s before another series of disturbances approach for the weekend and early next week. We'll have opportunities for snow Friday night and Saturday, and perhaps a rain-snow mix on Sunday with high temperatures back into the middle and upper 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, yet another strong low-pressure system will move toward the Pacific Northwest over the next few days. This will bring another surge of moisture to much of the region, which has already been heavily impacted by heavy rain and snow. More heavy rain is expected across much of Northern California and coastal regions of Washington and Oregon starting this afternoon. Rainfall amounts of 2 to 6 inches are expected in this region. Furthermore, warmer temperatures will cause melting of large amounts of snow, which will lead to flooding concerns. Flood warnings and watches are in effect for much of Northern California, Oregon, and even Northern Nevada and Southern Idaho. Along the northern periphery of this system, a wintry mix of snow, rain, and ice is expected, with winter storm warnings and watches stretching from Washington to western Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, increasing sunshine near 60, Boston cloudy with rain showers and fog near 60, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with temperatures falling through the 20s during the day. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 35 degrees, the low 27, the average temperature 31, that's 7 degrees above normal. 53 hundredths of an inch of liquid equivalent precipitation yesterday, 3/10 of that was snow and sleet. 1.6 inches for the month now, which is 1.7 inches below normal. 20.6 inches of snow for the season, which is 17.4 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees. The average low, 16. The record high, 52, set in 1925. And the record low, 16 below zero in 1950. Sunrise this morning, 7:01 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:18 p.m. 10 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with scattered rain showers early today, then increasing sunshine and breezy in the afternoon with highs in the mid-40s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of light snow by sunrise, closer to Glens Falls most likely, with lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with scattered rain showers early today, then increasing sunshine and breezy in the afternoon with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Increasing clouds tonight with snow moving in after midnight and lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with scattered rain showers early today, then increasing sunshine and breezy in the afternoon. Early highs in the mid-40s with temperatures falling during the day. Increasing clouds tonight with light snow by sunrise, primarily in the Catskills with lows near 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with scattered rain showers early today, then increasing sunshine and breezy in the afternoon with highs near 50. Increasing clouds tonight with snow moving in after midnight and lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, cloudy with scattered rain showers early today, then increasing sunshine and breezy in the afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with snow moving in after midnight and lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, snow in the morning could be heavy at times, especially from I-88 points east and south of I-90, with lighter amounts to the north and west. Snow will wind down during the afternoon, increasing sunshine, breezy, and colder, with temperatures staying in the 20s. A mix of sun and clouds, blustery and cold Friday, lower 20s. A chance of light snow Friday night and Saturday morning, 34 Saturday afternoon. Some rain and snow showers on Sunday, a chance of snow Sunday night into Monday. Blustery and colder early next week with temperatures in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.